I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
We are going to get into the Subway series a little bit because it's not often that we get a steal of home simply because the pitcher is not paying attention. So that was fun. Also ends in a walk-off. Boys of summer back, baby, as we are just days away from summer. Baseball finally gets a little more attention with hoops and hockey in the rearview mirror, though the drafts are coming up this month and obviously free agency, which usually gets fairly hectic and chaotic. We are all about some summertime because it does afford us a chance to get away from as many events, appointment television that we can't miss. Now that's coming, of course. Once football begins, it's four nights of the week. However, this next kind of 2 month stretch gives us a chance to be more about topics and to get off the beaten path a little bit. It gets my creative juices flowing. I really enjoy the summertime in sports radio because, yeah, there's plenty of baseball. We've got the U.S. Open this week. It's not as though we don't have anything to talk about, but we're not going to break down every baseball game. I'm doing a little more of it tonight just because we're about 70 games in and we maybe want to give baseball a little more due, but for the most part, I'm not going to sit here and break down every pitcher and hitter duel that takes place on a nightly basis because A, that's boring, and B, it doesn't translate on the radio, and C, you don't care. And so instead, over the next few weeks of shows and over the course of, I would say, about the 5 weeks until training camp start in the NFL, we have a chance to party hardy, if you will, and do various show questions and goofy schemes on the show that make us who we are and really make me who I am. So yeah, we're going to keep up with baseball and with QB news and with the other events that are taking place, but we also want to deliver our ode to summer. Would you like to hear the ode? This is the ode or the yodeling for summer. Now, what if I told you that the source of the yodeling is a pickle? Would you believe me? Would you believe me if I told you I am holding a yodeling pickle? Ready? It's a pickle. I'm telling you. It's a green pickle. I'm going to give you a photo on social to prove to you that it is a yodeling pickle. I have no idea why a listener sent us a yodeling pickle. Okay, but I'm going to read you just a little bit of the note from Steve, who is a fan of the show. And he says, I thought you could use some comic relief. Actually, he tells us we're too serious on the show. I'm assuming that's sarcasm. Sarcasm is my love language because I don't take anything in sports seriously, really, unless it happens to be a social issue. I thought you could use some comic relief, so you each get a yodeling pickle. Why? Why is the pickle yodeling? And whoever came up with a yodeling pickle? That is the question. But while we have the yodeling pickle, until he runs out of juice, pickle juice, you're going to get tired of the yodeling pickle. What's worse, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas or a yodeling pickle?
Let's find out.
I wish he did a different yodel. Could we potentially vary up the yodels? And how many people out there think yodels are actually a snack from, is it Miss Debbie, Little Debbie? Is it Little Debbie yodels?
I think Hostess.
Oh, Hostess yodels? How many people would prefer that type of a yodel and not this type of a yodel? Also, Jay has his own yodeling pickle, and he made the mistake of allowing his mom to play with the pickle, and now she won't stop playing with the yodeling pickle.
I have heard this yodeling sequence probably about 116 times in the last since we've gotten the pickle. Like that yodel is that ending, especially the is ingrained in my brain right now. I think my mom genuinely enjoys it because I just hear it randomly throughout the day.
Why did you give your mom the yodeling pickle?
I just presented it to the family. I was like, oh, guys, check this out. Like, I played it. It was funny. It's a yodeling pickle. And now it's just, they can't get enough.
Interesting. I'm not going to be presenting this to anyone. I could clearly see how the cat would annoy me even more by stepping on the button for the yodeling pickle.
Once it's on, it can't turn off.
But that's true. I've tried.
You can't. You can just keep pressing it. It's just going to restart. There's nothing you can do.
What are the chances that I could break it by just pressing the button way too many times in a row?
I don't know. I feel like that thing's got a good lifespan.
Yeah, clearly it's a... I mean, it's not a pickle you would eat. It's a fermented pickle, if you will, and all it does is yodel. But it's got a big old mouth, I'll tell you that much. So this pickle, we're going to put a photo up. Yodeling pickle. Is Steve's gift... to provide some comic relief. If you need a yodeling pickle for your summertime fun, well, just make sure you don't give it to your mom, because moms apparently love yodeling pickles, as does your favorite sports radio host. Are you tired of hearing it yet? Jay, are you tired of hearing it?
I was like 2 days ago.
Oh, whoopsie. So sorry.
But like at the same time, I like it. So
do you?
A little. It's happy. It's not like a bad thing. Like it's, but it's.
It's a pickle.
It's yodeling.
I like to eat pickles. I eat pickles in the summertime a lot. Actually, I eat them with my burgers. I eat them sometimes with my sandwiches or wraps. I do really enjoy pickles. I just didn't know they yodeled.
And that well too.
Nothing says summer to me like cookouts with burgers, cheeseburgers. Onion, tomato, ketchup on my cheeseburgers, and pickles on the side.
Yodeling pickles.
I'm going to drive Bob crazy with this next week. Every time I want him to hush. Maybe he can yodel. What are the chances Bob can yodel? He's Texan. There's no way he can yodel.
You don't think so?
I'd go with no. He's got a lot of talents, but I don't think yodeling is one of them.
I've never heard him sing, but...
I haven't either, actually, come to think of it. But when he is visiting New Jersey, not this weekend, but next weekend. So we're doing hiking in Virginia and then the weekend in New Jersey. And while he's visiting New Jersey, we will be going to my church together. So maybe I'll have a chance to hear him sing then. Not sure. Maybe he'll just be one of those men who mouths the words but doesn't actually sing.
Blend in with the group.
All right. If you don't have a yodeling pickle and you're instead trying to take a vacation to get away from the yodeling pickle, we would like to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. What is your summer vacation destination? And I know Jay put a bunch of flowery language before it, but essentially, it's just supposed to be one question, Jay. What is your summer vacation destination? Leroy says he's going to Puerto Rico. I like it. Thank you for responding. If you would like to share with us your summer hotspot, we promise not to steal it. Maybe we promise not to steal it. So whether you're on Twitter or whether you're on Facebook, I see a bunch of you are already responding on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and our phone number, 855-212-4227. I cannot be held responsible if the pickle starts to yodel while you're on the phone. Joe is in Houston. Joe, welcome to After Hours. Joe. Jay. Where's Joe? Bye, Joe. I wonder if Joe muted us, because sometimes people do that. They have to wait through a break, so they put us on mute. It's unfortunate because I was about ready to ambush you with the yodeling pickle. So let me check out our Facebook page, because I know we have a bunch of answers on Facebook. So Sean says he's getting married in October, so he's broke. A trip to the White Mountains after the wedding, then the honeymoon next year to Hawaii. All right, so White Mountains being in New Hampshire, yay. Michael says he's hitting the surf in Lahala and catching up with Bill. I don't know who Bill is. Is Bill a famous artist? Catching up with Bill.
Belichick?
In California?
Maybe.
All right. I don't know who Bill is, but have fun with Bill, Mike. Another Michael says he's going to Destin, Florida with the grandkids. That's fun. Mark says we head to Denver in a couple weeks to get our granddaughter. Our daughter and her family fly in from Massachusetts. We have a family get-together and then off to Galveston for a few days. Galveston being, of course, down on the Houston coast. So that's exciting family time. Nicholas says in New England, biking, skateboarding, and trails. And he says enjoy Tanglewood. Yeah, I can't wait until early August at Tanglewood. Paul says love spending time on the beach. Matthew says he's taking the next 2 months off until preseason football starts. I wish I could take the next 2 months off. Matthew, I'm a little bit jealous. Let's see. Joe Therese says, I go to Lake Tawakani twice a year. She says, sure wish you'd come visit us on your way to and from Houston. Well, we might fly over you. I'm not driving to Houston, not until the end of the year. But these are plane flights. But thank you. That's very kind of you. Let's see. James says he's going to travel to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and spend time on Mackinac Island. I have not been there. That sounds amazing. Another vote for Michigan. Eric says Northern Michigan, leaving Texas to go enjoy cold weather. Cold weather? Wow. And sunsets overlooking Lake Michigan and some of the best golf courses around. And Jamie, July 6th. I love that he gives us the date. Headed to Montana. Ooh, that's on my bucket list. Can't wait. All right, so producer Jay tells me we have Steve in Lincoln, Nebraska, who in fact sent us the yodeling pickles. Well, Steve, I'm going to say thank you. I didn't know a yodeling pickle existed. What in the world?
Hey, you never know what you can find in catalogs.
Oh, is that where you found it, in a catalog?
Oh, yeah. I think it's the Vermont catalog. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, it's just one of those things that got weird tastes.
Well, we find it highly entertaining. Apparently, Jay's mom she's never giving the pickle back. She cannot stop playing with the yodeling pickle. Just out of curiosity, do you also have a yodeling pickle yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a couple in saved up, too, for gifts.
Gifts. I like it. Would these be actual legit Christmas gifts, or these are gag gifts?
Either or.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
How did your visit with Margaret go?
My visit with Margaret was really sweet. I did not share with her the yodeling pickle, but my nearly 89-year-old friend Margaret and I, we went out to lunch at Panera Bread. She'd never been to Panera Bread, nearly 89 years old. It was her first time. So we enjoyed our lunch there. We also sat and watched the women's French Open final because she's a huge tennis fan. She's a Brit, so she loves tennis. So we watched that. And then we took a little walk to visit her BFF in her senior community, which is 99-year-old Trudy. Oh, you haven't lived until you've hung out with an 89-year-old and a 99-year-old. It's fantastic. So thank you for asking. She's doing well.
How many people are in her little sewing circle you were talking about?
No, this is a knitting club.
Yeah. Okay.
That they determined not to call the hookers. I was like, Margaret, you cannot call it the hookers. Yeah, they're doing well. I think Margaret's on her 10th scarf. It's the summertime, and she's on her 10th scarf.
Well, the reason I asked is the other thing I sent, I was thinking I might send you enough to hand out to Margaret to give to her club.
OMG. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not taking yodeling pickles to a senior center.
No, not those. The other.
Oh, I gotcha. Yes, there is other material in the box. There are other gifts from Steve. I thought I would keep that private. But
yeah, no, that's gotcha. What I'm asking is do you suppose her group would like those?
Maybe. I visit Margaret once a quarter, so I'll scrounge around and take some gifts and include those too. Thank okay. you, Steve. So, I appreciate it.
Because I'm just, guessing 10 or a dozen or something. I don't know.
No. Margaret's pretty popular. She's become the activities director on the Lido deck, really. So thank you so much for the gift, and thank you for thinking of us, Steve. We're glad you listened in Lincoln.
You bet.
All right, have a great night with the yodeling pickle serenading you as you leave. I asked the rhetorical question of whether or not the yodeling pickle or I want a hippopotamus for Christmas is more annoying and more stuck in your head. And just got this tweet. It's the pickle, hands down, and it ain't close. Oh, now see, how are you going to do me like that? We're going to skip all the way to Christmas when we just got to summer? I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus. Okay, two things that come to mind as we hear my favorite Christmas song. Number one, I started watching a couple of weeks ago baby elephant videos, and now my Facebook feed is a baby elephant video every single, like every other post. It's every single day there are new baby elephants. Have you ever seen a baby elephant in the first couple hours after it tries to walk?
They
after
stumble,
it's born?
Right?
Oh, they can't stand up. It's the most hysterical thing. They're doing face plants all the time. It's adorable how cute they are. And there was this one, too, I cried because I'm a sap, where this baby elephant got stuck in a water hole, and the rest of the elephants, the mamas, they all gather around to get this baby out of the water hole. But the poor thing was stressed, as you can imagine, and couldn't get out. Couldn't climb out because he had kind of slipped down in the mud. Couldn't get out. And so the elephants are trying to grab him with their trunks. Ultimately, they kind of lift him and push him to another edge of the watering hole where they can push him out. But it was stressful. It was a good 20 minutes before they got this baby elephant out of the watering hole. So now the only thing that, I mean, it could be worse, right? The only thing that Facebook is sharing with me is baby elephant videos. Oh, and Star Wars memes, because they're everywhere too.
That's how it works.
I'd rather have that than anything else, I got to tell you.
I looked up one, I watched one Lego video recently. Now all I'm getting is, I haven't built a Lego in 20 years. And now I'm getting all these Lego videos.
I want a hippopotamus. Maybe you're going to start to get hippo videos now. We need more Fiona the Hippo videos.
Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
Now see, this is what happens when hoops and hockey are done. We all of a sudden become different people here on the show. So, what's your summer vacation destination, peeps? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, it's very distracting, but once it starts, you can't turn it off. On our Twitter or also on our Facebook page, what if I muzzle the pickle? Is that possible? Let's see. Let it work. Oh, no, see? I've covered up the speaker. You can barely hear it anymore.
He won't be silenced, though.
Is it possible the pickle's louder than me? It might be. It might be possible.
I don't know.
Jay, that was a very unconvincing answer. All right, pickle is harmless. It's just lying here on the desk. So you find us. Let us know your summer vacation destination. Maybe it's Vegas. That seems tough. Vegas or Houston in the summer. Either way, we're heading to Vegas straight ahead. It's after hours.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour. All in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about.
Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
With Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
They talk about dreaming. The Golden Knights are going to make that dream a reality. A devotion to destiny. Misfits to champions. The Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup in 2023.
One of the craziest feelings I've ever had. That's another I do with my 25, 30 best friends. Makes it that much more special.
Here we are.
To get here and get the Stanley Cup, you need the whole organization to be great, and just happy to be part of it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Never, ever, ever tell us the show is like anything else you hear in sports radio. We have Yodeling Pickles and Elvis. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio, asking you, with the summer nearly upon us, the official start to summer being next week, what is your summer vacation destination? On Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Right now, we're pleased to welcome Danny Webster, who is a Vegas native, but also he covers the Golden Knights for the Las Vegas Sun. And Danny, what stands out about the last 24 hours since the Golden Knights finally won the Cup and they've been celebrating?
Well, I think I'll start with the actual players themselves. They have shown that they are party animals. That's one way of putting it. You see the videos surfaced all over social media, over at Omnia at one point, and then I think they made their way over a little bit more centralized to the Strip. And I know the parties went on to the wee hours of the morning. That much I do know. So that part. Definitely in full force. I was actually kind of surprised that the partying did not partake to the people. I honestly would have thought there would be a little bit more celebrations in the street. I don't know if it was a little bit more curtailed by about 11:30 last night, but you know, it's definitely a exciting atmosphere right now in Las Vegas. The fact that this team is through 6 years now has finally scaled the mountain and won the Stanley Cup. It's definitely an exciting time for those who have been here for a long time, even those who have just come over to Las Vegas and have just started settling roots here. It's definitely a fun time for the people here.
It's interesting that you talk about the streets of Vegas, because I was working the night that the Capitals won the Stanley Cup in Vegas against the Golden Knights going back now 5 years ago or six seasons ago. There were videos and there were people surrounding what was a group of Capitals led by Alexander Ovechkin walking around downtown Vegas with the cup, and people were taking pictures with it, and it was definitely a party atmosphere for the Caps. So how different is it to cover a team that won versus a team that is on the wrong end of it?
When the Golden Knights lost in year one, I think it was just a matter of they were just happy to be there. You know, with everything that had gone on for the entire season, obviously with the tragedy on October 1st and just them rallying behind the city rallying behind them, and to get all the way and make that run, I think they could have been swept, and I think they would have been totally fine with that. And you know, obviously that group was heartbroken that they couldn't get the job done, but I think it was more so that they couldn't get it done for the city and for the people here than rather themselves. This time around, you know, they're an established NHL franchise. There's only six players left from that inaugural team. And every time they got close over the last couple of years, it was always about unfinished business. And it was always, you know, can this team get over the hump? You know, they make the moves for Jack Eichel. They make the moves for Mark Stone. They sign Alex Petrangelo. They make all these additions for these big name players to pretty much set out to what Bill Foley wanted, which was winning the Stanley Cup in 6 years. And finally, they get it done, and it's just pure elation when you see the original guys that were here in year one, and they go out and they win the cup. For them to get to the point of where they started to really run roughshod through the entire league, and they started winning games that not a lot of people really had them winning, and to get to the playoffs and to run through Winnipeg, to knock off Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and then to knock off their former coach and Pete DeBoer, to get to this point to face a Florida Panthers team that I think a lot of people would have expected them to make it at least a very competitive series, for them to finally get over the hump and for them to finally put the finishing touches on what has been a crazy 6 years is definitely an exciting time to watch it on the winning side this time.
Why 6 years? Why did the owner, Bill Foley, target 6 years to win the Stanley Cup?
I think he was just, I don't know. I think he called it a silly statement. I think that was the one way that he had interpreted it. I think just the way that when he looked at the landscape of, he wanted to be different. He wanted to look at the history books, that team that stands out above the rest. I don't know if he had the vision of what that team would look like in year six, knowing you would have already a Stanley Cup winning captain in Alex Petrangelo. You get Jack Eichel. You have these guys you aggressively went after in terms of trades and free agency. I don't think he envisioned Kelly McCrimmon and George McPhee building that team to that type of aspect. I remember actually after year two, after they lost to the Sharks in seven games and the whole controversy surrounding that, Bill Foley went to the podium 2 days later and said he wants to start a dynasty with the Golden Knights. And, you know, it took a little bit, but I think if this is the springboard to the dynasty he wants, it's hard to see them not trying to bring this team back and trying to go for two cups in seven or three cups in eight, whatever the case may be.
We're spending a few minutes looking at the Golden Knights' run to a Stanley Cup with Danny Webster, who covers the Knights for the Las Vegas Sun. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You call this a crazy 6 years. I look at the number of moves and what I actually labeled a revolving door of players. Even coaching staff has turned over. Looking back, since you've covered the team from the beginning, Danny, what would you say were maybe the top two or three most significant moves they made?
Ooh, okay. That's you know what, I think the first one, now that we look at it in hindsight, is the trade for Jack Eichel. I think the Golden Knights got much less on the dollar than what they got for Jack Eichel, and that's no disrespect to Alex Tuch or Peyton Krebs or the first round pick that they traded in that deal. But getting Jack Eichel, understanding the player that he is, and at the same time, knowing that he had done the research that he did to get the preferred neck surgery that he wanted, he got it. He was back in 3 months. He was playing for the Golden Knights within 3 months. And this postseason, I think we have finally seen Jack Eichel take that step into superstardom for leading the league in postseason scoring with 26 points. And just the way that he's evolved as a 200-foot player, He has become what the Golden Knights hoped for, and probably an extra 35-40% on top of that. The second one is definitely getting Mark Stone. Kelly McCrimmon had said this after, I believe it was following year two or after year three, that when the Golden Knights made the Stanley Cup final in year one, that's when they were a great story. But when they acquired Mark Stone in that trade with Ottawa in the middle of year two, that's when they became a contender. And you can see just the way that his impact on the ice is felt in many different ways. But at the same time, for him to have two back surgeries in less than a year, have a second one in January, so right before the All-Star break, for him to rehab as he did, come back and be ready in time for the playoffs and still put up 20 points in 22 games, however many it was, and for him to record a hat trick in the Cup final clinching game, that's the captain, that is the guy, that is the heartbeat of this group, and he showed it again in the playoffs. And the third one, I think, is Alex Pietrangelo. Just, they needed a number one defenseman, they coveted a number one defenseman, and what Alex Pietrangelo was in St. Louis, he is become an evolved version of that, as a guy that they can play 24, 25 minutes a night, never looks tired, never looked out of shape, never looked anything less than what he is as a complete defenseman. So those three moves, you know, they're not the original guys, but they are guys that have definitely made an impact to get the Golden Knights their first Stanley Cup.
Great intel from Danny Webster, who joins us from Las Vegas in the wake of the Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Bruce Cassidy got them over the hump. So how did he get them closer? What was his impact?
Just the way that his defensive system worked. You know, when you look back at his time in Boston, he had such talented players up front, guys that were, you know, winners in previous years, guys that were just superstars in the making. And you never really saw with Boston whether that depth could actually get them over the hump. And the other part of it was just trying to get a system going that I don't think curtailed to that roster. And when he got to Vegas, everybody had to buy into what they wanted to do. It was a goalie-friendly system. It was a defensive-first system that if you can get counterattacks the other way, it was going to benefit you in the long run. And I think the one key area throughout this entire season, and I think when everyone started to believe that Bruce Cassidy was the right guy for the job, was right after the All-Star break, and they lose Logan Thompson to injury for the rest of the season. Aiden Hill gets the start. He then gets hurt, which then prompts the Golden Knights to go trade for Jonathan Quick, along with having Laurent Brossoit coming back from hip surgery. And then Brossoit gets hurt, and then they eventually have to go to a fifth goalie in Jiří Patera. And you just see the Golden Knights still finding ways to win, still finding ways to believe in what Bruce Cassidy is selling them. And the fact that they were at one point used five goaltenders and still found their way and then still go into the playoffs with Laurent Brossoit getting hurt in game three in Edmonton, and Aiden Hill, who had never started a single playoff game in his career, to come in and look like Dominic Hasek many times in this postseason. It's a testament to not only the belief in the room, but the belief of what Bruce Cassidy has sold them on in becoming a championship caliber team. They bought into it from day one, and they bought into it immediately. And that is the reason why that Bruce Cassidy worked for this group. And the fact that they also stayed healthy in the key areas at the right time is another big reason why that he was the right guy for this job.
Yeah, some sweet vindication for Cassidy. And also the Aiden Hill component of this is, it's just one of those magical sports stories that we love. So, yeah. Danny, we've seen the fans really embrace this team from the beginning. It's been kind of fun to watch them fall in love with the Golden Knights immediately. And it helps that they went to a Cup final in their first season. The Raiders have moved to town. They've got the new stadium. And there's the news that there could be a baseball team in the city as well before long with their own new stadium. Is Vegas ready for all of these pro sports teams?
You know, it's crazy. And you know, the other crazy thing is that the Las Vegas Aces just won the WNBA title
yes.
a few months prior. So right now, Las Vegas is partying hard as the sports capital of the world, at least in some retrospect. You know, it's an interesting time because when you look at the Raiders and you look at the Athletics, you know, it's exciting because, you know, I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, and I always wanted professional sports in my hometown, and to see it happen in such a short amount of time is great. But while I think there's people that are excited about the NFL and there are people excited about the possibility of the Athletics coming here, there's just something about what the Golden Knights have brought to this city, being an expansion franchise, being something that Vegas can call their own, not something that they can relocate from another city. And that's not really a knock as much as it is just having something of their own. And I think what the Golden Knights have done for the community since day one, it's definitely reciprocated to the fans here. And I think that when you look at what Las Vegas is becoming as a sports spectacle. It does help that they have won. It definitely helps now that they have won a Stanley Cup. But I do think that in the next few years, when the A's come here, you know, when the Raiders are well entrenched, when, and you know, even the Aces too, with now that they're winning and they're establishing roots in the community, they're going to look at the Golden Knights as the team that defines the city of Las Vegas. And ultimately, I think that is something that a lot of people in Las Vegas can be proud of. You know, they're going to be the Raider fans, they're going to be the Ace fans, but a lot of people here are Golden Knights fans, and you're going to probably see that in the parade on Saturday when they close down the strip for however many hours to watch this team parade down Las Vegas Boulevard. It is going to be a sight. I can only imagine how many people they're going to get here. I can't remember the exact number, but I know it was close to about 100,000, 150,000 when UNLV won the 1990 national championship over Duke. And obviously I wasn't born at that time, so I wasn't there. So I don't know. I can only imagine for this team and how much love they have for the players here and this organization. I would not be shocked if it's just a sea of Golden Knights fans packing the strip on Saturday. It's going to be a sight to behold.
How common is that, closing down the strip? I know there's a couple of marathons, half marathons that go through there, but that can't be a regular occurrence.
Oh, it's not common. And you know what? I was at the Aces parade. I covered the Aces parade when they won the title in October, and them closing down a mile of it from Caesar's Palace to the Bellagio was very hectic in that sense. And that was just the bus moving at like 5 miles an hour, and they still closed it both ways, and they're going to close the strip both ways for this 2 mile trek from Tropicana to, or from Flamingo to Tropicana. So it's going to be a madhouse. It's going to be a wild scene. And, you know, I can only imagine what it's going to be like, and just people just flooding the streets of Las Vegas Boulevard. I personally can't wait to see it.
Well, as someone who's a native of Las Vegas, quite a scene as things change in the sports scene there. So you want to find Danny on Twitter at DannyWebster21, covers the Golden Knights, has not really slept since the Stanley Cup was won, but has got some really cool photos on his Twitter and working for the Las Vegas Sun. It's great to catch a couple of minutes. I'm sure you're bleary out and tired, but we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So great intel there on the Golden Knights and how they went from baby franchise, birth of a franchise, to Stanley Cup. And I like his response when I asked him the top three moves that got them from there to here, but also insight from a Las Vegas native on the Golden Knights versus Raiders and potentially A's moving into the city. All of our guests are podcasted separately, and our podcast is available within minutes of our show being done every weekday morning. You can find the link on both Twitter and Facebook. What's your summer vacation destination? That's our question tonight, because we're just a few days away. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening.
Well, whether it be upcoming life changes or ongoing events that may be causing you unhappiness, California Psychics is here to help you along the way and provide the joy of certainty through the insights of their psychic advisors. Since 1995, California Psychics has been the place where millions of satisfied customers have connected with some of the most experienced psychics worldwide, advisors who possess outstanding psychic abilities. Whether you want to unlock a mystery, clear a path, or just boost your inner power, their psychics are here to help you in matters of love, relationships, money, career, and all the things that matter to you. Talk for just $1 a minute. Your reading will be accurate and confidential with one of our vetted psychics. Find the answers today. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com to learn more. If it's not the best reading you've ever had, it's free. That's CaliforniaPsychics.com to connect with a California psychic advisor today. We've all got a lot going on in our lives. Maybe you just want a little extra insight. One place to get it, CaliforniaPsychics.com. Connect with that California psychic advisor today. One more time, CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
To the After Hours Podcast. Listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, make the most of our time together, right?
Pleasure to speak with you. I always have a great time.
Huge fan. So glad to have a female voice on sports radio.
I love you. I love listening to your show.
Girl makes the rules around here.
You are absolutely right, Amy.
I listen to you every morning on my way to work, and I appreciate, as do millions of others, that you report like you do.
Love it when chicks call the show. Boom!
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
No, no, no. We're not talking about Jordan Love or even Kevin Love. We're just talking about plain old L-O-V-E and pickles that yodel. I kind of feel like Bon Jovi needs to incorporate a yodeling pickle into his show and then charge extra for the tickets, actually. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope that your Wednesday was a winner. And now it's time to get into a Thirsty Thursday. Want to hear something crazy that I discovered about Bob? He only drinks water and coffee. That's it. How boring.
No soda, no tea, no juice.
Because next week we're doing some hiking in Virginia and then he'll be visiting New Jersey for the first time, which is great. Can't wait to show him around. But I'm trying to stockpile some snacks for the hikes as well as some drinks. He sent me a text on Wednesday. I only drink water and coffee. He said once in a blue moon, I will have an unsweetened iced tea, which is okay, once in a blue moon, not sure what that means. But then on a very rare occasion, he will have, are you ready? Half a soda.
Half a soda.
Clearly, he's not part of our club.
No, that's
we love our Coke Zeros here on the show. And the only reason we drink half is because the other person gets the other half. We split them. Sometimes Jay takes a little more than half.
I always give you more. Come on.
Anyway, I don't know what to do with that. I love milk. I drink milk. I do drink zero soda, meaning the zeros. Dr. Pepper Zero now is my favorite. Oh, Jay, I almost got the Dr. Pepper Cream Soda Zero at the store, but it wasn't on sale. It was $8 for a case, I couldn't do that.
I'm the same way when it comes to soda. Because you could find it on sale like for so ridiculously cheap, and you just stock up for months.
Right. Well, that's what I do. Yeah. I wait. I check the grocery store every couple weeks or so. Not the Walmart where I normally do my shopping, but the grocery store. And usually around holidays. So with July 4th coming up, they'll probably do this buy four, get three free.
Exactly.
So I'll go ahead and buy seven of them and have them through the rest of the year. But yes, Bob, water and coffee. And want to hear something even extra boring? He takes his coffee black.
Oh.
Gross.
Hot or iced at least? Or?
He does not drink iced coffee.
Just
he
hot.
Only drinks hot black coffee.
Hot black coffee and water.
Icky. I don't know if he sweetens it at all, but I do know that he drinks it black. Which sounds just hideous.
That doesn't sound good.
No. And I drink a lot. Well, he drinks a lot of coffee too, but I'm not sure what to. I'm going to be showing up in Virginia with about seven different drinks and all these different beverages, and all he wants is maybe pickle juice.
Will he do like a sparkling water or just straight just.
You know what, Jay? We're not that tight. I don't know yet.
I don't know.
Just kidding. We're tight. Sorry, Bob. But I have not asked him because I don't drink sparkling water.
I like sparkling water.
Yeah, that sounds like you. You're a little foo-foo for sparkling water. Okay, so we're now up almost to the top of the hour, and that was not what I intended to do. After the top of the hour, we're going to get to QB news because we have to. It's mandated, and there's a lot of QB news. Everything from Lamar Jackson on his new wide receiver, Joe Burrow on Taylor Swift. Who asked him that? Mike Tomlin on Kenny Pickett. See, that's all from the AFC North. Justin Herbert is coming back from a shoulder. I don't know what to call it. A shoulder mess. Coming back from shoulder pain. Injury sounded too boring. So he's coming back from a shoulder injury. Baker Mayfield believes that the Bucs offense can be explosive. And oh goodness. Wait until you hear what Kirk Cousins has to say about Dalvin Cook. I wonder if it's news to management. It might be news to management. Anyway, we'll do some QB news, but just after the top of the hour, we got Jonathan Taylor, the latest high-profile running back to weigh in on how the league is devaluing his position, even as he is in search of a new contract. In the final year of his rookie deal, he also wants an extension from the Colts. Will they? Are you ready? Pony up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.